Yeah, that's called Southern Soul. The one and only, the late, great Otis Redding.
In fact, this weekend I ran into somebody at, there was this great event at the inventor Ward Fleming's house. He lives in a series of yurts on a mountain over in Greene County. He's the guy that basically invented the pin screen, that thing that you can kind of put your fist into it and makes an indentation of it, or you do your face. And he's got this huge one, and they were doing a photographer, Richard Edelman, was working with two dancers who would then move through the pin screen. It was kind of a fabulous event, but I ran into an old friend, Jonathan Gould, who lived for years in Woodstock and has moved to the Columbia County community of Livingston recently. And he was known, he spent 20 years working on a book about the Beatles. It was called Can't Buy Me Love, and it was the first book that the famous editor Wallace Shawn of The New Yorker took on as a private project after leaving The New Yorker. And it was a fabulous, nobody thought that you could rewrite the Beatles story. And he did. He did a marvelous job with it. It won all these kudos. And ran into him. And at first, when he was finishing up the Beatles book, he was going to be doing something on Professor Longhair, was going to be his next project. But I saw him the other day, and he said, nope, he's nearing completion of a new biography of Otis Redding.
Oh, wow.
So I know you're going to be the first
fabulous
in line for that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Died very, very young.
Yes.
A young man. But his contributions to soul music, well, I think it goes without saying.
There was also that element with his, that final big hit of his. There was this eeriness to it. The fact that just sitting on the dock of the bay seemed to foresee
isn't that odd? He had just recorded that, I think, 2 or 3 weeks before the airplane accident.
I know. Well, everybody, I know there are a lot of Otis Redding fans out there. So just to keep Otis Redding alive on the local airwaves, send in your pledge.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Otis Redding needs money.
I'll Otis Redding you to death. Call us up at 518-828-0290. As they say on television, operators are standing by. We're looking for you to call and become a member of WGXE.
Well, it's more like, WGXE staff is sitting by, right?
Yeah, well, they're not sitting by, they're standing by.
Yep, they got their hands on the phones ready.
They're ready to go.
The big thing, it was just a glorious weekend, wasn't it?
Absolutely fantastic.
And I kind of like this chill in the air this morning. It makes for great sleeping weather, though, which is why I'm here a little later. And it was hard getting everybody up and running out of the household this morning. Part of that was because this past weekend was the opening weekend for soccer leagues all around the area.
Oh, boy.
And we concentrate a lot in our news on what's going on in our town meetings and our county government, and now we're entering into primary season, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But if you really want to see the crowds, go out to the local soccer fields in Catskill. They had been sponsored by Holcim, the cement company that has failed and kind of disappearing from the region. But used to be known as St. Lawrence Cement, which a lot of people remember that name here in Hudson. But their soccer fields were just filled with, it was hundreds and hundreds of people out for picture taking and the first games, and very exciting time. We've also got right in the midst of all the local, the big sports dynasties around here. And in Greene County, it tends to be focused on soccer, and the same with the smaller schools here in Columbia County. But then you have a few big football teams as well, including Hudson and I believe Kinderhook. Does Chatham have a...
Yeah, and Chatham, I did not find out what that score was. Chatham had their homecoming game on last Friday night.
I know. And those are big events, and it pulls a lot of people. I'll never forget a few years ago, kind of driving out somewhere on a Friday evening and thinking, what's all this big crowd? What's, you know, why are there cops out directing traffic at 9:30 at night? And it was the football game letting out. But over in Greene County, you get the same crowds for soccer games, which is kind of a great feeling. Big thing on this past weekend, there was over in Catskill, there were the art studio tours. Here in Hudson, it was Taste of Hudson on Saturday. You know, they closed down Warren Street south of 3rd, and you know, quite a few people out. And then in both towns, there were just a lot of people coming through from other parts of the Hudson Valley, primarily, to visit and see what all the buzz is about. And, you know, every time, you know, we saw somebody, we asked them to pledge to WGXC.
There you go.
Yep. Let's see how many times we can work this in.
I'll be doing that. I will be doing that all week long. As a matter of fact, let's just take a quick minute to thank Sue Prager of East Durham for her generous donation. Thank you very much, Sue. And Anthony Gatto, listen to this, Paul, from Brooklyn. This is the second person from Brooklyn that made a pledge to WGXE.
I hear that Brooklyn's going to become another one. It's going to become the sixth ward of Hudson.
Yeah, that's it, I'll tell you. Matthew Masick of New Platts, thank you very much, Matthew, for your generous donation. And Frank Miller of, check this out, Claremont, California.
That's one of the hamlets of Catskill right there.
So thank you very much for your generous donations. Keep those cards and letters coming, 828-0290 or wgxe.org/donate.
Well, going back into kind of the past weekend, there was in Greenport had its big celebration of its 175th anniversary.
Yeah.
And Greenport's, you know, that kind of amorphous town that we sometimes forget about, it basically surrounds the city of Hudson. It kind of stretches all the way around. Sometimes we forget about it because it doesn't have this tangible sense of center. But, you know, it had a very proud parade and fireworks. It happened yesterday instead of Saturday because of the threat of rain. And actual rain on Saturday. Not pushed away by the rain in Athens was the 124th annual Greene County Volunteer Firemen's Association convention and dress parade, which happened at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. There was a little bit of rain came in just beforehand, but then the became a glorious afternoon. And it was quite loud. This is in a town that is also talking about noise ordinances and music at night. And, those are all good signs. That's a sign of a community that's in flux and that's going through changes. Athens is becoming an interesting little place right now, but there are a lot of people who are, you know, you ask about change, everybody has a different idea of it. But isn't that true of our entire nation?
Yeah, right, that's now? True. That's true.
Sam Pratt, our local blogger par excellence, he's been reporting all week on one issue he's been dealing with is the TCI fire from last summer, and he's come up with some very interesting information about TCI used to be down in the Orange County city of Newburgh. And moved up this direction because it had some fires.
Oh, well, well.
But it'll be interesting to watch as he continues with that. More interesting in terms of just kind of the weekend fun and the way our lives kind of percolate up here. He had a report on the previous weekend's, Labor Day weekend's Bacon Fest, which a lot of us were kind of nodding our head going, yeah, Bacon Fest.
Well, my wife and I accidentally stumbled across the Bacon Fest.
Now, did you get any bacon?
No, we didn't. We got there. It was quite by accident. the bacon was gone.
Well, I hear the bacon. This is where the little bit of controversy around the whole thing is that the bacon, everybody took home the bacon really fast. And so they were expecting about 1,000 people to show up. I think 3,000 showed up.
Oh, my goodness.
The bacon was gone. Pretty soon after the opening of the festival. So who would have guessed that, you know, charred, you know, pig would be such a big hit. You know, the big thing over in Greene County right now, and actually for the whole area, is that the state education department has released its last week released its list of focus school districts, meaning those that need improvement. And according to the state, two districts in our general area, and in particular in Greene County, have been singled out, and those are Catskill and Caro Durham. Caro Durham was singled out as needing improvement in its high school. Catskill, and you know, this is a hard one for me because our kid's going to Catskill, is needing improvement in its elementary, its middle, and its high school.
Ooh, so goodness.
Look for that to have repercussions over the coming school year. I'm working in some other or covering the news in other school districts around the area that are in similar straits, and it really creates a lot of tension. You know, do you throw money at the problem? How do you deal with it? A lot of times it reflects, you know, societal problems within the community itself. But look for that to become a big hot discussion item in school board meetings over the coming year in Catskill and Caro Durham. But also, let's see if it percolates over into the legislative races over there, where a lot of times people will touch on such issues as well. Along the same line, there was one school district that was listed as a reward school, and that's as having being a particularly good school district, and it was Wyndham Ashland Jewett, which is up on the mountaintop. That's a district that ran into a lot of problems after Irene last year. It took them a while to get, you know, the whole school got flooded. It took them a while to get back up on their feet, but both their elementary and middle schools were given kudos by the state. And so we send out a shout out to them, and a shout out to anybody who wants to pledge some money.
Yes.
To
WGXE.
for keeping on top of these things, and for recognizing, you know, all the great things that our local educators are doing around here. You know, other little things in the news, the sort of things that you know, that people are talking about. There are two people arrested for stealing from a farm stand cash box. This is from the Register Star, and you know when people are stopping by those farm stand cash boxes that. Yeah, the economy's still not
no,
up to par.
No.
But you also know that people are also need to be doing a little bit more with their lives if they're paying attention to such
stealing
things.
From a farm stand cash box is a mortal sin.
Even worse, are the somebody was arrested up in New Lebanon for vandalizing the shrine up there. And I don't know if you've ever been up on Route 20. There's, as you come out of New Lebanon heading west towards the speedway, there's this old Catholic church with this pretty big grotto shrine next to it. Turns out that in the 1920s through the 1930s, this was where they held a St. Christopher's feast that everybody would bring their cars to from the Northeast to have their cars blessed. And, you know, at that point, cars were still fairly new, and the idea was that you had to have the thing blessed. Instead of having a really good mechanic, it was better to have a St. Christopher medallion.
There you go.
And so there would be, you know, in the WPA Guide to New York from, I think it's 1941, there's a whole section about this shrine in New Lebanon and how they would get 40,000 cars coming up, and it'd be a whole event. And it was because of that you ended up having the speedway up there, because of course everybody would get blessed and then want to go
go wreck their car.
Yeah, to check it out, see how fast you can go against the other person who got blessed. It's a, you know, there is always a slight competitive edge to religion, you know. But you know, there was also here in Columbia County, there was a bad accident at the end of the school year last year, and one of the teens, the teen who was driving in the accident, was charged for the death of his 24-year-old passenger. And it's that's another one where, you know, this happens with regularity in our communities, up, you know, rural communities where, you know, kids are driving and it's windy roads and there's excitement and sometimes beer and wine as well. And, and it's always difficult when, you know, the law has its way and one kid gets charged and often ends up in prison for the death of his best friend. You know, and it's things like that that really can you know, drive a stake into the heart of a community.
Yeah, and it's so sad. It really hurts when you see things like that.
Yeah. You know, on a similar line, there was a piece of news in the Register Star last week that, or I guess it was over the weekend, that the Academy of Christian Leadership, which is a, you know, a private school, you know, here in Valencia, has suspended its classroom operations for the coming year, and that's, you know, this happened a few years ago. They're calling it a temporary closure. It's going to affect only, you know, 30 students, but these things, again, have a way of pulling at a community. A few years ago in Catskill, the Catholic school St. Patrick's closed down, and, you know, a lot of people had gone through that, and it was an alternative, even if it was not the alternative all of us choose. When you see one of those alternatives closed down and something as you know, basic as education being affected by the economy of the days, it has a lot of repercussions. So, you know, again, that reminds us of that, you know, in terms of staving off the economy and, you know, just keeping things alive that really help the community, do remember to send in those pledges today.
Yeah, so, well, that's all a part of the community. As a matter of fact, once you mentioned that farm stand cash box robbery, that's I'm calling out all cars.
Yes. The other, you know, the over in Catskill, they're talking about, you know, in the recent town board meetings, they've been talking about doing a sewer extension out to Leeds, which Leeds is out where the thruway exit is for Catskill and most of Greene County. It's a great little community out there, but it's been stalled for a while, and it's close to the creek, and all the water supply for Catskill comes from the Catskill Creek. So putting in a sewer line out there does make a lot of sense. Of course, then, you know, it's going to open up discussion in terms of how that area starts to develop. And right now, it's a great little historic community, and it's it will become important to see, you know, if they can handle growth within a community like that and maintain its identity. Speaking of identity, the big story that kind of snuck under everybody's noses this past week, and it did the same thing last year, is that, you know, it used to be, I forget what they called it. There was a giant statewide financial incentive for rural communities and for smaller communities. And when Cuomo became governor last year, he changed it all to the idea of a regional council initiative with $700 million in funding for businesses and local initiatives up for grabs on a statewide basis each year. The meetings for this last Thursday in the library of the Hudson High School. Representatives from the state or from the Capital Region Economic Development Council came through and held a public forum, but they did not really give notice to the public or to any businesses in the area to come forth with ideas. There was a notice that was put up on the council's website on September 4th for this meeting that then took place on, I guess it was the 6th. So nobody really knew about it. The media didn't know about it. And so there's a lot of disgruntlement in the overall community at this point about not being given the chance to compete with other entities in our funding area.
Uh-huh.
And one of the difficult elements here is that the rest of the Hudson Valley, everything, Dutchess County and Ulster County are in this district that stretches to just, I think to Orange and Putnam. So it's a contained six-county, or it's basically a four-county area where there's a large amount of money. For Columbian Green, we've gotten tossed in with Albany County, I think Saratoga County, and Rensselaer County. And so the pot's basically the same. The amount of money that we're going for is the same, but we're competing with everything in Albany, and we're competing with Troy and and nanotechnology and the like. And so, there's a lot of question of whether the cards are being stacked against us in this large initiative.
What's rural about Troy?
It isn't. It basically, anything outside of New York City, Buffalo, Syracuse, et cetera, is considered, upstate.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it's a way of dividing the money. I mean, we always have to remember that New York State politics has a divide to it. I mean, we've gotten past the days when there was regular talk of splitting New York City off from the rest of the state, which, when you live up here for a while, you can start to nod your head when people say that and say, maybe. But then you realize how much of our economy is reliant on the city to our south.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But, the big thing out of all of this, I was notified about it in a story in the Daily Mail, which is the Register Star's Catskill paper, and they were talking about an entity called Destination Wyndham, which is this whole effort to kind of bring more to Wyndham, to both its, Wyndham's been doing quite well in terms of becoming a full season or all season resort with all the biking activities going on during the summer. They have a lot of autumn events. They got the skiing in the winter, and then they're doing a lot of races and running things and mountain bike stuff in the spring as well. The Destination Wyndham effort, the county kind of got involved in the discussion there when County Chairman Wayne Speenberg, who's the out of, I think, Coxsackie, was saying that the county would pull back on all its environmental regulations, et cetera, mm-hmm. to help this through, which now I've got to look a little bit more deeply into the thing, because as last I recall, Wyndham is right in the middle of the Catskill Park, which is under huge controls from the State Department of Environmental Conservation, and it's in the middle of the New York City watershed. So hopefully what they're talking about is just keeping the, dropping the local regulations and letting the city and state regulations cover everything. If they're talking about more and trying to slide things by the New York DEP and the state DEC.
Well, they don't let you touch those watersheds.
No. Then it becomes questionable,
right.
What they're talking about. But it's, in fact, it sounds a little bit political, which leads into the next thing after another plug for, what's this week again?
Pledge Week.
Oh, and what
pledge
does that
week.
Mean?
Pledge Week. And that means that we're looking for you to pledge. You know what? Brian Dewan has got his special T-shirts out. They're available for $100 a pledge. That is designed by Brian Dewan. Now, we've got to raise, in order for us to accomplish this goal, we've got to raise $3,000 per day. So I don't know how far along we are now, but that's what our goal is. Our goal for today is $3,000. So we need you to call us up and get your dollars, dimes, nickels, and $100,000 bills.
I know some people right now who are listening who could do that $3,000 like like that.
So the $100 pledge for you've got a WGXC T-shirt. It's a Brian DeJuan limited edition. And Brian DeJuan is you know him. A talented man. Very talented man. And tickets to WGXC Spirit of the Hudson Cruise on October the 6th from 7:30 to 9:30. That's for $250 or more.
And we'll you know, if you pledge right now, we'll throw your name into a news story right
That's
now.
That's right.
We'll make a whole news story around you.
And it'll be good.
Yep. We're going to start talking about the primaries, and we'll make you a candidate. Well, that's the thing. I mean, this is the week on Thursday. The election season really kicks off. I mean, you got a flavor of it in the last 2 weeks with first the Republican and then the Democratic convention. But things really kick off on a local level with this Thursday's party primaries. And, there are a number of them going on around here. Voting is going to be from 12 noon to 9 p.m. on September 13th. This is for the state districts that all got reconfigured last spring. Fortunately, the ones up here make a little more sense than there's one over to the west of us. I think it's the 101st district that they're now calling the Catskill Snake. Because it goes from the Mohawk Valley all the way down to pretty near West Point, one town in a row.
Good
and
gracious.
It's this long, narrow thing that stretches around through in the middle of the Catskill, some of the more rural areas you've ever seen. It touches into our kind of the edge of our listenership out in Delaware County, where you can pick us up if you drive fast enough on the right hill.
Well, I'm seeing the abundance of lawn signs.
They're coming into view.
They're all over the place.
And the interesting thing is that of all the lawn signs out there you see now for this Thursday's primary voting, half of those are going to disappear as soon as Friday comes around or the weekend. But at that point, start looking for all the Obama and the Romney signs and the Gillibrand and Long, and it's going to get intense this year. There's a sense of real urgency to this whole election season this year.
Well, thank goodness it's going. Time is passing rather quickly, so hopefully this will be over before we know it.
Now I could read out every little detail of this primary season right now. But it is pledge week, and I think people will be sending that money, or we will read
That's right.
every element of it.
We will read everyone who is running.
Yep, and has run,
and has run.
All the past election results, unless you phone in a pledge right now.
And we might read directly from their speeches.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, too, and from their lawn signs. But all of that stuff will be up on the website this week before we get to the actual election. The interesting thing on that, I mean, besides these larger districts in the state Senate and the state assembly, the only one that's happening on a kind of truly local basis is over in Greene County. There's one primary for the Republican and Independence Party lines in Durham, or the Durham area, and that's pitting Patricia Handel, who she took over the position of Sean Frey. She was Sean Frey was a Democrat who had been in for a couple terms and stepped back a few years ago when we just went on the air. He was getting investigated for a number of things and just felt this is all just too much for my family and me. He stepped back. The Republican majority, or increased Republican majority in the Greene County Legislature, appointed Patricia Handel, whose family owns Blackthorn Resort there in Durham, to represent the county's 9th district. Now she's seeking a full term. as an elected official and is facing off against fellow Republican and independent Leslie Armstrong, who runs an elk farm there in Durham. Handel has been endorsed, or says she's been endorsed, by the Conservative Party, although they haven't come up with a full endorsement or official endorsement yet. And then Armstrong saying that she was approached by the Independence Party to run. So all of this is going to be decided come Thursday. Also kind of interesting on the legislative races over there in Greene County is that in the town of Catskill, Vinnie Seeley, who's been the kind of village president of Catskill, which is basically the mayor, and nobody quite knew whether Vinnie was a Democrat or a Republican. He's run on all lines. All anybody knows is that he's the guy who's always in a really crisp suit. You know, Vinnie's, you know, he's a character of his own, you know, very popular. He's running on the Democratic Party line this fall. So look at all of that getting quite interesting over there. Just kind of in closing, a couple things. You know, one of the big pieces of news last week or was that Sun Myung Moon, the founder of the Unification Church, the so-called Moonies, passed away.
Yes.
And we forget that his their main seminary, their international seminary, is located just south of Bard College in Dutchess County.
That's
within
correct.
Our basic listenership area. And kind of fascinating detail is that during the Woodstock 94 concert over in Saugerties, most of the people who were playing were put up over at the a lot of people were put up at the seminary in Mooneyland, to use a pejorative, which is just for the sake of, you know, it's what people know it by, knew it by at that point, but they would be helicoptered over to Saugerties from the seminary over there. Also, kind of in on a similar vein, the Mahayana Buddhist temple in South Cairo, a marvelous place if nobody's ever seen it. It's got this amazing, I think it's like an 8 or 9 story pagoda in there in the forest next to this beautiful little pond. Everything's very serene. It marked its 50th anniversary over the Labor Day weekend and is now recognized as the oldest Chinese temple, Buddhist temple on the East Coast. So hats off over there. And another reason to phone in. And
this
do
is
your
where
pledge.
You're going to find this information out. You know, the local news information from WGXE is so in-depth locally. The reporting that was done by Paul and Tom and others, I can't even mention them all because I had the names up in front of me during the floods of last year, was just fantastic. And it just that kind of detail you're not going to get anywhere else. That's local news. Who was that? You were with Dharma?
Oh, that was, yeah, a couple weeks ago, I went with Dharma, and I was unable to make it to the round table on Wednesday.
Yeah, they drove
in. Deadline day, and I took her and drove her the route that I took during the flood itself, and what I've been doing is every 3 months retaking that route so I can just see where the changes are, how things are shifting, growing, not growing, you know, and as I pointed out last time after doing that trip, you know, Wyndham's doing really well. Palenville's starting to come back. Hunter is looking excellent. Prattsville, you know, really got knocked for a wallop, but there's some energy and activity there. When they did the Mudfest recently, and which was a big success, and the Pratt Museum's really getting underway. There's that new art center that Nancy Barton's putting together. The communities, the two communities that seem to me most struggling and are the ones that didn't get as much attention as Prattsville, and hence they're not getting as much coming in, are the town of Lexington on 23A, and then over between Wyndham and Prattsville, the town of Ashland, which, you know, managed to get a new sewer system in, and they got a new town building, fire department building put in before the floods hit. But you know, you just get a sense of, you know, what businesses were there have moved back, and it just, both of those communities are looking like they need their own pledge drives.
Yeah. Too.
But well, until they have their own, just, you know, do support us so we can keep an eye on them and help bring all the communities we serve the sort of attention they need, you know, from both, you know, local listeners and, you know, citizenry, government officials, and people beyond, you know, those people in California and Brooklyn and Albany in particular, who listen to us to find out what's happening with these communities that we serve.
And here is where you will get that local news from the especially on the WGXC afternoon show, and with people like Paul out and about doing same-day coverage of events that were coming up. So in order to get that done, folks, we need your contributions. So we're looking forward for your phone calls. Call us up here at 828-0290, or you can reach us on wgxc.org/donate. Become a sustaining member.
Oh, that
and
is
you can
cool.
contribute a small amount every month. And you can also stop anytime you want. But that way, when you hear this music and this news and interesting things on WGXE, when you hear Al Jazeera English, and when you hear Democracy Now!, you can know that you're a part of what makes that happen here on WGXE.
And you'll be helping keep Otis Redding alive here in Columbia and Greene counties.
Speaking of Otis Redding, there was a song that was made.